We read now from Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world. It'd be hard to overstate what the writer to the Hebrews is saying here. This is his way of referring to the incarnation. God has spoken. It's interesting that he would do so, that he would speak of it, given the variety of ways that we can speak of the incarnation. He chooses to speak of it not in terms of the shedding of the blood of Christ or even the Word made flesh dwelling among us like we just read, but that God has spoken in his Son. I believe it'd be difficult to overstate the importance of that. God has spoken. The Surgeon General of the United States reported just in the last week on the state of the mental health of America's young people. He speaks of the devastating, that's his word, mental health status of young folk in America. He speaks of a 40% rise in self-reported persistent feelings of sadness and hopelessness. That's between the years of 2009 and 2019. That's even pre-pandemic. 40% rise in these persistent feelings of sadness and hopelessness among young people. Many of them retreating to the virtual world of the metaverse, checking out of reality altogether in order to list in what for them is perceived of as being a better reality than reality itself. The virtual reality of the metaverse. And then as the Surgeon General goes on to explain why, among the things that he points to is global warming. Now, we're not surprised by this, but to think that our young people are experiencing the kind of despair that they report because they're afraid of global warming is a bit of a stretch. What I think is going on is that increasingly we are bringing them into a world in which there is no purpose, in which they perceive no meaning. There's no mission. There's no values. There's only opinions. In other words, a whole generation is being brought up that is at sea, adrift, aimless, seeing no purpose and meaning in life, no mission, no values. No way to answer the question, what's life all about? No way to answer the question, what am I here to do? And the writer to the Hebrews says, God has spoken. And what does that mean? As he highlights the incarnation, identifying it as a time in which God speaks. What's he saying? He's saying that the universe is not silent. He's saying there is a God in heaven, and he's not remained remote and aloof, distant, detached, uninvolved. No, he has spoken in his Son, in sending the eternal Son of God to be united to human flesh, that is God incarnate. The purpose of that was to speak to humanity. The purpose of that was to speak to us as to what life is all about. It's in order that we wouldn't continue to just flounder about, not knowing why we're here, how we got here, and where we're going once it's all over. No, God has spoken to us in his Son. That's the purpose of the coming of Christ that we celebrate at Christmas time. I don't think it's the only way that we can speak of it, but it's a way that I think that sometimes we neglect. What this means is, one, there are answers. Because God has spoken. There's answers. There's no voice that will supersede that voice. There's no voice that has the capacity to contradict that voice. And so when God speaks, there's a finality and a certainty to it. We can build on what He speaks to us in His Son. We can establish our life on what He says. It means there are answers to the question of what is the purpose of life? What's the meaning in life? What's to be our mission here in life? There are answers to that question. And those answers are not just a matter of opinion. No, because God has spoken to us in His Son. Christ isn't the ultimate agent of revelation. The writer to the Hebrews speaks of how God has spoken in the past through the prophets. But now, here in this final, decisive way, He is speaking to us in His Son. And so there is this level of certainty and finality and immutability, changelessness to what He says to us in His Son. And so that we can know our purpose. We can know the meaning of life. We can know our mission. We can know what our values are to be. Because God has spoken, there are answers. And then secondly, I want to say, because God has spoken, we can know the truth. We can know the truth about God Himself. He doesn't remain a mystery to us. He doesn't remain just a matter of guesswork, speculation on our part. No, He has spoken to us. He's spoken to us in His Son. In His Son, we see the clearest revelation of the nature of God. We see the love of God. We see the grace of God. We see the mercy of God. At the cross, we see as well the justice of God, the righteousness of God, and the wrath of God. We see this full revelation of the nature of God. We learn the truth about ourselves, that we're made in His image. And because we're made in His image, there is a sanctity and a dignity to human life. And yet we are flawed, deeply flawed. We learn about the nature of the true nature of the human condition. Flawed, fallen, needy, needing a Savior, needing a solution to the problem of the human condition. This is why I say this is a vital thing for us to consider. Each year when the celebration of the Incarnation, which goes by the name of Christmas, rolls around, this is the time when God spoke to us. This is why Jesus says that when you build on His words, you build on a rock. You're not building on the sand, which otherwise would be the case. The shifting sands of human opinion, the shifting sands of human knowledge, the shifting sands of human values. No, we're building on a rock, that which is immovable, that which is permanent, that which is solid when we build on His words, because His words are God's words. And so they can be relied upon, and so they are trustworthy. So we have access to the truth, the final truth, the ultimate truth, the unchanging truth, about God, about ourselves, about the world we live in, about our purpose, our meaning in this world, our mission in this world, why we are here, how we got here, and where we are going. Those are the big questions. Why are our young people growing up in alarming numbers, full of despair? Because they're being brought up in a world that doesn't have an answer to any of the important questions. We have been educated to the point of imbecility. It's Malcolm Muggeridge's assessment of things. And the Bible gives the simple answers to us. Simple because God is speaking to us directly. in a straightforward way and not merely shouting down to us from heaven, but by coming incarnate, becoming one of us, uniting together that which is truly human and truly divine, truly God, truly man, speaking to us directly and in such a way that we can build our entire lives on what God has spoken. We can establish our priorities. We can establish the perspective and outlook that we have on everything. Why? Because God has spoken. We can establish our outlook. We can establish our perspective. We can establish our priorities. We can build our lives. We can build our families. We can build our community. Because in Christ Jesus, God has spoken to us through His eternal Son. Amen.